The Senate is expected to pass a major public lands package this week as a rider to the annual defense bill. Senator Lisa Murkowski was one of the key negotiators on this controversial compromise, which has split advocacy groups on the right and left. APRN's Liz Ruskin examines what it took to free these bills from congressional quagmire and reports that Murkowski is planning more of the same when she becomes a committee chairwoman in the new year.
The 500-page package Murkowski helped negotiate has something for everyone. Grazing rights, mining, logging, but also legal protections on 1 million acres of federal land. Many of the 55 bills it draws from are of great interest to a few communities, but lack national standing. In a Congress that passes very little legislation, Murkowski and other negotiators had to assemble an irresistible package, then attach it to legislation that was sure to move. Murkowski says they had hundreds of leftover bills to choose from, some dating back years.
So it was just, let's take all this stuff out that we have in the basket, dump it on the table, and then figure out how we can make a package that has some conservation, that has some development of our public lands so we can work towards job and production, and just making sure that it's good, solid policy.
It was a massive balancing act. It had to protect enough high-value lands without triggering a firestorm of opposition from pro-development forces. And it had to allow substantial development on public lands without angering environmental groups and lawmakers sympathetic to them. With Senate Natural Resources Chairman Mary Landrieu distracted by what proved to be a losing fight for re-election, Murkowski worked on the package with the leaders of the House Natural Resources Committee.
Finesse. It took finesse.
It includes the priorities of powerful Western lawmakers and other items to please lawmakers in states with very little public land in flux. Democratic Senator Al Franken of Minnesota, for instance, has a provision to transfer government land to a school district in his home state. It's barely more than a single acre, but his constituents have been striving to get it for a decade. Ann Murkowski says the package had to satisfy the leaders of the Armed Services Committees in both houses to gain their support and confidence that the package wouldn't sink the defense bill.
There was no way we were going to be able to cram this onto their bill. They needed to be part and parcel of this.
Some critics grumble it's the result of secretive horse trading. Murkowski, though, says most of the bills had passed the House or Senate before succumbing to congressional inertia. Opponents on the right have focused on the new wilderness designations, complaining of a land grab. Murkowski points out the legislation also removes the threat of wilderness designation from thousands of acres that were under review. Owen Graham, executive director of the Alaska Forest Association, is pleased the bill transfers 70,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest to the Sea Alaska Corporation, mostly for logging. He's not happy the bill also puts 150,000 acres of the Tongass off limits to development. But Graham says that's a ransom he's willing to pay to save Southeast logging jobs. He says Murkowski did the best she could.
And I recognize that there's a lot of people that don't like parts of the bill, but, you know, that's her job, is to try to balance all these things. And you're not going to, with a contentious issue like land in the Tongass, you're not going to please everybody.
When the Senate reconvenes in January, the Republicans will be in charge, and Senator Murkowski will chair the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Bentley Johnson, an advocate for public land at the National Wildlife Federation, says he hopes this bill is a forerunner of the kind of work Murkowski can produce as chairman.
We certainly hope so. We think she's shown that she can be pragmatic, that she can start with those priorities, that there's a lot of agreement on both sides of the aisle.
Other environmental groups condemn the bill, but Johnson calls the compromise a political breakthrough.
In the last couple Congresses, ideology has really taken over and has prevented good public lands and natural resources bills from being passed.
In a polarized Congress, Murkowski is often seen as a moderate, but not when it comes to Alaska resource development. Johnson says if Murkowski pushes hot-button Alaska issues too hard, he predicts she'll alienate colleagues and produce more stalemate.
If she tackles trying to drill an Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, for instance, right off the bat, that's going to really divide people. That's going to bring out the big guns.
Murkowski says she doesn't intend to use her chairmanship as just a soapbox for ideology.
What I want to try to do is build something, and build something that is going to be more than a message, but build something that is going to be passed and signed into law. That's what I'm trying to accomplish here. And I think this is kind of the first glimpse as to how we're going to try to proceed.
The bill easily passed the House last week. In the defense portion, the bill holds military pay increases to a 1% cap, trims the housing allowance, and adds a $3 pharmacy copay. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.